Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Hello, champion. Welcome back. It's the master of motivation, the antidote to adversity, your buddy, your pal, Dr. Sam, back with another Every Day is Saturday podcast for you. I got to talk about it. I got to talk about fear once again and how it's absolutely stealing. The enemy is stealing the dreams of you and millions of other people out there. If you haven't launched your own movement yet, right now, as the date of this recording, it is June 6, 2019. I honestly don't care if you're listening to this in January of 2025. It's always going to be the same. Doing a lot of these calls, meeting so many amazing people on the call. It's, by the way, how do they get on the call? They went to launchwithsam.com, launchwithsam.com. They picked a time. We jumped on the call, sometimes 30 minutes, sometimes an hour. If I find you engaging and you're passionate and not full of excuses and whining and all these reasons why you weren't able to do it, then we'll probably stay on the call longer than 30 minutes, especially if you're ready to go. But man, I got to tell you, I'm not down. I'm not sad. I'm just, I don't know what the word is. It's, I don't know. Maybe it's disappointed, shocked a little bit that so many people jump on the call and it goes tremendously until they're about ready to pull the trigger and launch their dream. And it has nothing to do with money. Money never comes up. It's always, yeah, but, and it's this fear of just fill in the blank. What is your fear right now? Why haven't you? It's not about the money. Everybody has access to a credit card. Everybody, you can get money. Trust me, when I see people with a smartphone, oh, I got the new iPhone 10. Oh, yeah, cool. You got your bills paid this month? Nope. But I got every app that you could possibly get on the phone. I have the newest phone. I have all the bells and whistles going on. I got a brand new notebook. I've got an iPad, and you know, I got all these things. But you can't afford to go after your dream because of what? You can't get a podcast, can't do Zoom, can't do Facebook Lives on that $1,000 phone. I mean, you can text from a 10-year-old iPod if you want to. I don't know why everybody's got the newest phone. They're not using it for the power that it has, you know, they're just using it for something they could have used, the iPhone 3. You might as well go get an iPhone 3 and just use that. But it never has anything to do with money. Boy, people twist themselves into a pretzel, though, when they start talking about why they can't go for their dream. They hemming and hawing and talking around in circles, and it's so damn disappointing. I guess it is sad in a way, because if you knew what would happen to everything around you, how everything immediately would just change for the better once you say yes to your dream, you know? And I know, I hear it. You can save it. Don't even book the call if you're going to go down this road. Sam, this was really good, man. I'm definitely going to reconnect with you down the road. No, you're not. There is a 0% chance of you and I reconnect. First of all, I wouldn't allow it, okay? Because successful people make decisions, make up their mind quickly, and they change it slowly. And unsuccessful people make up their mind slowly, and they change it quickly. Am I right? Of course I'm right. You know that. You've done it. I've done it. You know, whenever I've had failure in my life, it's because I went back and forth. And then I finally said, okay, I'll jump in and do it. And then it failed. When I've had the most success, it's when I'm like, bam, I'm ready to go. How do I know I'm ready to go? It feels right. You know, and then I change my mind hardly ever. You know, I'm not saying things don't change around you, that you got to, you know, hear and twist and turn a little bit and make a, you know, go in a different direction every now and again. No big deal. Adjust is probably the word I'm looking for. Adjust. But boy, I just felt led to create this podcast all around the topic of fear. And I'm telling you, I could talk about this 30 days straight, and maybe I should on my podcast. I've got a Momentum Club coaching call tomorrow. It's a bi-weekly call I do for our coaching clients, which you get access to, by the way, once you come on board every 2 weeks. I do a Facebook Live, a webinar. We use Zoom, and it's not a Facebook Live. It's on Zoom. I put it on our Facebook group, the recording. And it's a live webinar I do. You can hop on, Q&A, and tomorrow it's going to be about fear. I'm going to record the webinar tomorrow, an hour long, live Q&A, just around the topic of fear as well, because I know the power. I know the grip that fear has on all of us, myself included. I know, and I get so mad that I should have went for my dream, and I tell this story. It was 1998. I'm at a luncheon here in Cincinnati with a really successful real estate broker. And I had maybe 50 grand on my 401k at the time. I was only 30 years old. I didn't have any kids. I didn't have any bills. I was just recently married. I had all the reasons to quit my job in 1998 and become a real estate agent. I love real estate. I hadn't even become an investor yet, you know. I just love the art of real estate deals. I just love it. I love the house. I love, but more than love like houses, especially old houses, architects. That's why I live in a 200-year-old home. More than that, I just love numbers. You know, I love that a house can appreciate 10, 20, 50% based on the location. I love connecting an excited buyer with a seller who's motivated to go. I just loved all of that. But at the real estate broker, he said to me, I was gripped in fear about that damn salary. I was making 100 grand a year in 1998. But here's the problem. Everybody I hung around was making between 80 and 120. And I'm telling you, show me your friends, I'll show you your future. Show me your friends, I will show you your future. Your friends are gripped in fear. If you haven't launched your dream, you're hanging around people that are gripped in fear. They are wrapped in mediocrity, and they are dipped in just all of this nonsense, all this drama, all these narratives they've made up about why they can't go for their dream. That's who you're hanging around if you haven't gone for your dream yet. If you've gone for it, now you've slowly graduated and you've gone over to a side of the pendulum where people who have a big dream are hanging out, all right? And if you really want to crush this thing and you want to monetize it and you want to do really well with it, you got to find people who have gone for it, launched it, made money with it, because guys, there is no secret to this. There is not, there's no, I get a kick out of clients as well. They're waiting for the big reveal, you know? Like we'll be on the phone and we'll be talking and like, okay, now, all right, what's the good stuff? What are you talking about? The good stuff. What do you mean the good stuff? You got the good stuff. I'm saying you. It's your story. It's your message. That's what we're going to work on. We're going to bring that out, your unique story, your zone of genius. Everybody's got a zone of genius. You can monetize. Look, the only difference between you making $1 a month and 100 grand a month is your belief in yourself and the story that you're telling, not only the people who are listening, the story you're telling yourself about why you can't do it. That's the craziest damn thing you'll ever hear. So when I'm sitting across from this broker, really great guy. He's looking at me like I'm talking to you right now. If you and I were having a cup of coffee or at lunch right now, I'd be looking at you like a dog after you blew a dog whistle. Like I'd be tilting my head sideways like, why aren't you doing this thing? Why aren't you going? What past? What fear? What anxiety? What are you talking about? What's this false narrative you're making up? Oh, no, Sam, you don't understand. I get it, dude. Hey, you know what? You don't understand. Life is temporary. You don't know the day or the hour you're going to get this thing pulled out from under you. And you got the audacity to say out loud that you're going to wait? Wait for what? The only thing that's going to change between now and 6 months from now is 180 days have passed. And now you're more freaking miserable. And now the narrative you're going to, and this is happens every, I should have done it 6 months ago. Now the window's closed. I mean, it's so funny. People, I can tell you, man, show me what's in your head right now and I'm going to show you your future. You know, if you're like, head down, let's do it, man. Let's get after it. You're going to have a successful future. If you're keep painting this narrative, I don't have the money, I don't have the time, I had this, I got my past, you don't understand, blah, blah, blah. Save it, man. Save that for your mediocre friends who you're going to go hang around. Just go do that, though. Don't waste my time or anybody else's time. Don't go tell people who really do believe in you about your dream because they know more than you do that you're never going to do it. And how I know this, because I was that guy in 1998, and I had every reason to pull the trigger to go into real estate sales. I didn't have any debt. I mean, God, I thought I had some debt. I might have had 5 grand on a credit card. Holy crap. I mean, I did. Like I said, I had every reason, and the market was about to explode. It was the late 90s. Interest rates, you're still buying a house. Fixed rate was about 7 to 8% at that time. Now it's like 4, 3.5, 30-year fixed. I mean, you know, right? You know between 1998 and 2008 before the market crashed how successful the real estate market was. I could have made 500 grand a year, but I didn't. Went back to my job, got in the car. I shook the guy's hand. I said, hey, man, thanks so much. I appreciate it. He goes, so what's the deal? You going to start? I go, yeah, let me think about it. Whenever anybody says, let me think about it, there is a 0% chance they're going to move forward and they're going to go back to their regular life, their mediocre life, and they're not going to do a damn thing about it. And let them think about it, because allowing them into your space is going to drag you down, okay? You got to hang around people who say, all right, yep, I'm in. But you know what I got to do? Tonight, I'm in. Just make a commitment and say, I'm going to go back. I'm going to make sure it's the right decision, but I'm coming on board. That's a little bit better than just say, let me think about it. That's never. Because what happens when we start to think about it? Oh, boy. What are my friends going to say? My family? I think I'm on 25 antidepressants. I remember somebody from 10 years ago that's probably going to mock me and make fun of me. And, oh, I think about the other 25 failures, things I've tried that didn't work out. That's what it means. Let me think about it means let me talk myself out of it. Okay, don't do all of this stuff. Listen to your boy, Sammy, who's done it. I regret that day in 98. I didn't go for that. But you know what? I didn't make the same mistake twice. Because the next time I started buying real estate, I wasn't a broker. I wasn't an agent. I was an investor in 2002. I didn't say, let me think about it. I jumped in with both feet, leveraged myself out the yin-yang because I could. I only had one child at the time. Had a pretty good job, still making 100 grand, but I learned from that mistake and I never made it again. And I'm not saying every decision I made was perfect, but that's not why we're here. If you're here to make sure all your decisions are perfect, again, stay where you are. Don't go in these waters because it's only reserved for the dreamer, the doer, the entrepreneur, that somebody who values freedom over security, doesn't want the albatross of regret around their damn neck for the rest of their life. All right? Make the decision, back it up, get moving. If I can help, go to launchwithsam.com, book your call with me, but be prepared. Be prepared. You're going to share your dream with me. I'm going to hold you accountable to it. All right? I'm fired up. I'm fired up, and I'm fired up for you, all right? Hang around people that are going someplace. Hang around dreamers. Hang around doers. Hang around individuals that not only got a big dream, they got a deadline for that dream, because that's a goal, baby. That's a goal. That's a goal. And have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.